Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Kendall speaking. I sit on the bedside table of children all over the world every night, and I visit with them and hear the stories of the adventures of their life. Last night, I was in a hospital watching a young man who shouldn't have been there because the hospital prohibits the children from being in the hospital unless they're sick. But this young man slipped in. He had to go and see his mother. His mother was in the hospital and had been there for some time. And he went in the hospital and he sort of slipped in where he shouldn't have, and he came right in with a group of people right in the middle, and nobody noticed him. And he went to his mother's room. And his mother's room was dimly lit, and it was dark outside, and there were a few plants in the room. And he went to his mother's bed, and he took her hand, and he said, "Mommy, I love you." And his mother was, with a start, looked at him and said, "Sweetheart, how did you get here? It's so wonderful to see you. Oh, it does my heart so much good to see you. Oh, you make me feel so good." And he held his mommy's hand tighter and tighter. And he said, "Mommy, I love you." And she said, "Sweetheart, I love you too. You're so wonderful." And he said, "Mommy, why are you in the hospital so long? Why don't you come home?" "Well, they feel they have more things to do for me." "But Mommy, you always taught me that if you say I am whole and perfect, you will be whole and perfect. Now Mommy, can't you say I'm whole and perfect and be whole and perfect right now?" "Well, sweetheart, I am saying I am whole and perfect. It's just that I have to do something to myself, and I don't know what it is, to change my attitude, to change my thinking from the experience that I have to the reality that I am. And you know, it's hard to do that. I don't know what to do." And he held his mommy's hand tighter, and he reached up with his other hand and took her other hand, and he said, "Mommy, there's no decision." "What's that, son? You say there's no decision?" "No, Mommy, there's no decision. Mommy, you are whole and perfect. You are well. Mommy, you are well." "Yes, son, I want to believe it." "Mommy, you don't want to believe that. You believe that. You told me you believe that. You are that. Whatever you think about, Mom, whatever you think about, Mom, that's what you are." "Yes, son, that's what I told you. Whatever I think about, that's what I am. And son, I'm so happy you got here to remind me. Son, I'm so happy you got here to remind me. Mom, you're whole and perfect. Mom, you're wonderful. Mom, you're fantastic. Mom, Mom, Mom." And Mom sat up in bed, something she hadn't done in a long time. And she looked at her son, and she says, "Son, you have given me the perk. You've given me the push that reminded me that that's what I really am. Now, I am perfect. I am whole and perfect. I am." And she put her legs over the side of the bed, and her son says, "Mommy, you're wonderful. Mommy, you're whole and perfect. Mommy, you're fantastic. I love you, I love you, I love you. Oh, Mommy." And he grabbed her around the waist, and he said, "Mommy, I am so happy. I love you so much." And she stood up, and she reached for her robe, and she put it on. And she says, "You know, son, I don't even remember why I came here. I am whole and perfect." "Yes, Mom, you are whole and perfect. Yes, Mom, that's all you are. You're whole and perfect, Mom. You're wonderful, Mom. You're wonderful. Oh, Mom." And she went to the closet, and she got her clothing, and she dressed, and she took her little son by the hand, and they walked out of the hospital, and she went home No one even noticed that she had left. They'd be surprised when they come in there and find her gone. But she left. She went home. And her other children came running to her. Mom, you're well. Mommy, 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 you're well. You're whole. Yes, I am well. I am whole. Oh, mommy, it's so good to see you so well. It's so whole. Oh, mommy, don't ever go to the hospital again. Hey, I won't ever have to go to the hospital again. Because your brother woke me up to the fact that I am whole and perfect, and I always will be whole and perfect, and there's only wholeness and perfection in my life. That's all I know. And the father came walking in the door, and he said, "Sweetheart, what are you doing home? How wonderful. You look great. Oh, you look fantastic. Did everything go right at the hospital?" And she turns to him and took him in her arms and said, "My beloved, my little angel came to the hospital to see me." "How did he get in there?" "Oh, that doesn't matter. He came to see me. The hospital is only about 3 blocks down the street from our home, you know. And he came to see me. He got in. And he came to my room. And he told me, 'Mom, you always tell us we're whole and perfect. Now, you are whole and perfect.' And I woke up and realized that that's my reality. And so I claimed it. And here I am, whole and perfect. But do you really think, oh, yes, sweetheart, I do. And with me, know that. Have no doubt. With me, know that. Let it go." And all the children gathered around Mommy and said, "Mommy, you're so wonderful. You're so wonderful." And she said, "My beloveds, your belief in me is the most healing, loving balm I could ever know." Well, the story the little man told me about his mother's wholeness and perfection is something that is so wonderful and so fantastic that I just had to share it with you, boys and girls. I had to tell you all about it. Now, it's up to you to get whatever message you want from that story. But the message I get is that I'm whole and perfect all the time. All the time. And I love it, I love it, I love it. Oh, boys and girls, look at that. Here comes Mr. Sandman. He's got his bag of pixie dust. He's going to sprinkle it all over you. So now, climb in bed. And take your mommy and daddy by the arms and say, "Mommy, daddy, I love you, I love you, I love you." And grab your brothers and sisters because they are special. And say, "I love you, I love you, I love you." And take your dogs and your cats and your mice and your snakes and all your pets of every kind. And say, "I love you, I love you, I love you." And then snuggle down for a beautiful sleep, knowing that you are perfect now and always. And know that this is Mr. Sandman and this is Mr. Candle. Together we're saying, we love you, we love you, we love you. And as I always say as I leave you, I love you, I love you, I love you.